Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be here, isn't it? Excuse me. Well, I feel like there's almost no need for me to get up here after the job that Aaron did. Those songs were very well put together, and I really appreciate all the thoughts that have been expressed today. It's been very encouraging. Do we have a heart like Cain? We're going to be diagnosing some problems this morning by looking at the story of Cain and Abel and understanding what the root problem in this story is. As we go through Genesis chapter 4 in the first few verses, we'll be looking at verses 1 through 14. You can see that Cain's root problem is that his heart is not in the right place. His heart desired things that were contrary to God. He had deceit in his heart. He was not willing to accept the punishment that was due him. And we understand that as Christians, our job is to have a pure heart. Our job is to have our heart be clean, focused on the will of God, focused on the things that he wants us to do. So if you would, turn with me to Genesis chapter 4. We'll read verses 1 through 5 real quick. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. And in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. What if I am not offering my sacrifices by faith? We know that in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, the writer of Hebrews says, by faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts, and through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. Well, the question we have to ask is, how did Abel offer his sacrifice by faith? Well, we understand that in Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing. There had to be some instruction, and we're not sure what that instruction was, but there had to be some instruction on what they were to offer or how they were to offer it, or else faith would not be involved at all. Abel followed whatever commandment that the Lord gave them, and did it with a heart that wanted to do what God commanded. Obviously, Abel did it acceptably, and Cain did not. Maybe Cain did not have the right heart when he offered his sacrifice. Maybe he wasn't focused on the right things. He wasn't focused on serving God. He was focused on himself and what he was doing. Or maybe he just did it ritualistically because he knew that's what he was supposed to do. God had given him instruction, and so he was going to do it because his brother was doing it. He wasn't truly focused on the commandment that the Lord had given him. Why he was to do it, he didn't have faith. He didn't trust. He didn't have truth in his heart. It was a ritual that he proceeded to do, but it was not good enough without the faith and the trust in God that Abel had. Now Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, instructs us that we are to offer our lives to God as a living sacrifice. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Did Cain discern what the will of God was? Did Cain understand what was good and acceptable and perfect to God? Or was he going through the motions? Was there no faith in his heart? His heart was not set on doing the will of God. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, am I like Cain? Or am I like Abel? Am I presenting my body, am I presenting my worship to God as a living sacrifice? I'm understanding what the will of God is, and I'm looking into his word, and I see what he has told me to do, and I do it by faith. Because I understand that that's what God wants me to do, and therefore my desires, my heart, should be focused and set on doing the will and the desires of the Father. Are we presenting our bodies and our hearts as living sacrifice to God? So are we like Abel or are we more like Cain? Are we just going through the motions when we come here to worship God? We are instructed to come together on the first day of the week to partake of the Lord's Supper, to sing songs of praise to Him, to worship Him. Remember who He is. Remember the sacrifice of His Son. But are we just doing it because we know we're supposed to? Is our heart set on doing it because that's the will of God and we also desire to do it? We also desire in our hearts to obey His will, to be right with Him, to have that fellowship with Him and be accepted by Him. Cain was not focused on the will of God, and he was not accepted by God. He was not regarded by God. God regarded Abel because he had faith in his heart. His heart was set on the right things. Are we just reading our Bible and praying because we know we're supposed to? The amount of times that I've said about myself, I haven't read my Bible this week. I should probably do that sometime. The amount of times I've said to myself, oh man, it's been, 2 weeks since I've prayed to God and asked Him for help or praised Him in my own time, in my own room when I'm alone. And I do it because I know I'm supposed to. I'm not focused on doing it because I want to know God better. I'm not focused on doing it because I want to talk to Him and have a relationship with Him and understand who He is. I'm doing it because I'm supposed to. It's a ritual. And that happens sometimes with me. My heart is not in the right place. My heart is not focused on the will of God, on His desires. His desire for me to know Him, to open His Word, envelop myself in His Word and His teaching, to get to know Him through prayer and talk to Him and ask Him for help and praise Him. Are we seeking to know God's instruction, like Dad talked about last week? And there must be faith in what we do, because just doing it is not enough. Just going through the motions is not enough. Just praying because I know I'm supposed to, and I don't really care about what I'm doing, it's not enough. When Cain brought his sacrifice, whether it was the wrong sacrifice in terms of what God had instructed them to sacrifice, or it was his heart, it wasn't enough. Because he didn't have faith within him. What if I am continuing in sin despite receiving God's instruction? Well, what happens in the rest of the story? Again, in verse 5, for Cain and his offerings he had no regard, so Cain was very angry, and his face fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why is your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. And Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Immediately after receiving this instruction, immediately after, God comes to him. God sees the anger and the jealousy in his heart and says, turn away from that. If you do well, I'll accept you. If you have faith in your heart, I'll accept you. If you focus on my will, I'll accept you. But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. It's waiting for you. It wants to rule over it, but you must rule over it. And what does Cain do? He immediately goes out into the field and he kills his brother. Right after receiving the instruction of the Lord. His heart was set in its ways. He had his own desires. He knew what he believed to be right. He knew what he believed to be just in this situation. He was angry with his brother. He was angry with God that he was not regarded for his sacrifice. So he did what he believed to be right, not what God told him was right. And he allowed his anger to turn into hatred for his brother. 1 John chapter 3, 11 through 12 says, "For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's were righteous. He was not filled with the love of God. He was not filled with the desire that God had to love each other, to love your brother. He didn't show love for his brother. He allowed his negative feelings towards Abel, who didn't do anything except serve God, who didn't do anything except sacrifice appropriately and have faith in his heart. He allowed those negative feelings to overcome him and had hatred for his brother. So how does this apply to us? Well, you know, we're not going to go out and murder anybody, I hope. But people do us wrong. People actually hurt us. Like, Abel didn't do anything wrong. He sacrificed to God appropriately. But what about when people do us wrong? Where's our heart? Are we bitter? Do we have hatred? Do we hate them? Because when we hate them, when we look at them in disgust, when we are bitter towards them, we murder in our hearts. And no sin is greater than another. Cain didn't love his brother and he killed him physically, but do we sometimes not love our brother and murder them in our hearts with hatred and anger and bitterness and strife, not treating them well, treating them poorly like they're less than us because they made a mistake? But what should we do? We should love them. We should point this out to them and say, "I noticed this. I want to help you. I'm putting my heart on the will of God. I'm focusing on His desires. I'm focusing on what He would do, on what Jesus would do in that situation. Not on my own righteousness. Not on what I think is just. Not on what I think, but on what God knows." And Cain allowed his anger to give opportunity to the devil. God says, "If you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door." And we know from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27, if you'd like to turn there. Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27. "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil." Our anger can give opportunity to the devil. The way that we think, the way that we want to handle situations, gives opportunity to the devil. Because our heart is not in the right place. And the devil will come in, and he will take over. He will rule over us. If we do not watch our emotions, if we do not watch our anger, if we do not watch what we're saying to people, how we think about people, and whether or not we receive instruction. It all comes back to the point that Cain received instruction from God right then and there, directly. God says, "Do not let sin rule you." And what does Cain do? He immediately goes and gives opportunity to the devil and kills his brother. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26 through 27 says, "For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries." Did Cain go on sinning deliberately? Did Cain receive instruction from God and then immediately go and kill his brother? He knew what he was to do. He knew how he was to act. He knew what God wanted him to do, but his heart was not set on the will of God. His heart was set on his own will. And it had anger and jealousy. We know the things that God has commanded us to do. We have His Word. We have a book right here filled with the instruction of God, and we get to read it freely whenever we want to, and yet we sin deliberately. We make the choice sometimes. I've made the choice to sin. I've made the choice to do what I want to do, not what God wants me to do. And because of that, without repentance, without turning away from that, and listening to His instruction, what can I expect? Fearfully expect judgment and a fury of fire that will consume me. There's no longer a sacrifice for sins, because I've chosen. I've chosen to do my will. I've chosen to follow my heart instead of having my heart set in God's ways and His instruction and what He wants me to do. So then I sin deliberately. I recognize my sin. What if I'm trying to deceive God and lie to Him? Back in Genesis chapter 4. Beginning in verse 9, right after Cain kills Abel. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" After Cain receives instruction from God, he ignores the instruction and he goes and kills his brother. God asks him where his brother is. Did God not know where his brother was? Did God already know what had happened? Well, the very next verse, the Lord says, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." God knew. God knew exactly what had happened. Just as He knew that there was anger and jealousy in the heart of Cain. Just as He knew that this was going to be a temptation for Cain, that He was going to give opportunity for sin to enter his heart. Just as He knew those things, He knew what Cain had done. But what does Cain do? Says, "I don't know. Why should I care? Am I my brother's keeper?" It's a sarcastic response to God. And who does Cain think he is? He's attempting to deceive God, the one who made him, the one who made the earth and the universe surrounding him, the all-powerful God who has already demonstrated He knows what is going on in Cain's heart. And what I don't understand is how Cain could possibly be so foolish, so dumb, as to attempt to deceive God. And it seems so bad and so foolish to each and every one of us, doesn't it? We look at that story and we're like, "What are you thinking, Cain? Who do you think you're fooling?" But I've done the same thing in my past. I know I have. I can think back on moments when I have deceived other people, when I have deceived myself, when I tried to deceive God. I may have succeeded in deceiving people. I may have even succeeded in deceiving myself. But did I deceive God? He knew what was in my heart. He knew what I was thinking. He knew what I was hiding from people. There have been times when I have sinned and I've suppressed it. I've put it down. I don't want to think about it anymore. And I don't repent. Or maybe I don't feel the need to repent. No, it was just a mistake. It won't happen again. And then it happens again. And again. And again. Because my heart's not in the right place. I'm deceiving myself. I'm deceiving myself and saying, "I have this under control without God. I have this under control. I don't need people's help. I don't need my family's help. I don't need my friends' help. I don't need God's help." I've been deceptive to everybody but one, and that is God. Psalm chapter 139, 2 through 3 says, "You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways." He knows me. God knows my heart. God knows what I'm thinking. God knows when I lie down and when I rise up. He knows. He sees it. So who am I? Who is Cain to attempt to deceive God?
The one who sees everything and knows everything. And ultimately, the one that we will be judged by.
Because no matter what, in this life, there's nothing we can hide from God. And in the life to come, that will all be brought forth. Because he knows. And we will be judged on every deed, and every word, and every thought, and every action, and whether or not our heart was set on doing the will of God, or if it was set on what we wanted to do. Set on our own justice. Set on what we desire to do because we enjoy it. And then we try to hide it. That's the God who will judge. He knows, and nothing can be hidden from him.
So then what happens next? Cain complains about the discipline that God gives him. If you read with me, verse 11, "And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth." And Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." Cain just tried to deceive God. He just murdered his brother. He went through the commandments of God as a ritual, as something that he wasn't focused on. Continually throughout the entire story, it is sin after sin after sin, and finally there's a punishment. Finally God says, "All right, that's it. You had your chance." And what does Cain do? "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Throughout this entire story of Cain, throughout this entire example of who Cain is and where his heart is, there's a heart of entitlement, a heart of pride, a heart that says, "I deserve better. So I'm going to go kill my brother. I'm going to lie to God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to receive instruction from God. I'm going to follow my own will." It's entitlement. And we look at this story, at least when I'm reading this story and I'm studying for this sermon, I'm thinking to myself, Cain, who are you? Who do you think you are? But then I remind myself, I've been like Cain. I've been like Cain so many times. And who am I to deserve better than what Cain gets? Who am I to deserve the wonderful life I have? Who am I to deserve the family that I have, the blessings that I have, the ability to have food on my table 3 times a day, to drive a car, to have a job, to make a living for myself, to have a family, to grow, and to receive the blessings? Who am I? Because I haven't had faith in my heart. I've lied to God. I've murdered people in my heart. I've had hatred towards people. I've been angry towards people. Who am I? But what's important to recognize is that the Lord is showing mercy. The Lord is showing mercy on Cain. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." There was a way that seemed right to Cain. He was doing things that he believed to be just. He was doing things that he wanted to do. It seemed right to him to do in the moment. But its end is the way of death. And punishment that was due Cain is death. He just murdered his brother and lied to God. He deserved death. He's not focusing on the continuous love that God has shown him and the opportunities that God has given him to turn away from his sin. How many opportunities have I been given? How many opportunities have we been given to turn away from our sin, to listen to the instruction of God? And how many times have we received mercy? All the times that God has protected us, protected me, given me blessings despite who I am, despite at some points in my life my heart not being in the right place. And do I ignore that? Unfortunately, I can say for myself that I have. And once again, it shows where his heart is. It was only focused on himself. And that's the key in this story, is recognizing that his problem was in the heart, yes, but his heart was focused on what? It was focused on himself. When I'm focused on myself, when that is what is in my heart, that's all I'm thinking about, then what am I going to do? I'm going to be contrary to God. Sin is creeping into my heart. The devil is at the door waiting for me, looking for prime opportunity to take me because I'm focused on myself and what I want, what I desire, what I think to be best, instead of looking at God's word, looking at the instruction that he has given me and saying, Lord, you're right. I need to put myself away and focus on you, because in you there is love, in you there is peace, in you there is hope, and you will accept me if my heart is focused on you. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It's a very well-known verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Cain's sin brought him to death. If you look at the story before, in the very first chapters of Genesis, Adam and Eve's sin brought them to death. They were separated from God. They were thrown out of the garden. They died spiritually. And what does my sin do? My sin causes me to die spiritually, to be thrown out of the garden, to be separated from God, all because my heart's not in the right place. But there's a free gift of God. There's a gift that he has given us. Just like he gave Cain opportunity. Just like he told Cain, do well and I will accept you. Just like that, he has given us a way to be accepted. He has given us a way to be right. An opportunity continuously to make our heart right. And focused on him. So who am I to be like Cain? We better make sure our heart is in the right place, because we must all understand, I must understand about myself, that I have a little bit of Cain in me. I lack faith sometimes. I don't listen to instruction sometimes. I try to deceive people and myself and God sometimes. And I complain about the punishment that I receive because of that. I complain even though the Lord is showing mercy. I have a little bit of Cain in me. But we should be more like Abel, who didn't do anything wrong, but was murdered. And he presented his body and his life as a living sacrifice to God. And who are we to do any different? Because as we've already stated, God knows all. He sees all. He knows our hearts. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13 was read in the scripture reading this morning. No creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And the question is, are you ready to give an account of your life, of your heart, the choices that we have made, whether or not we have repented, whether or not we've chosen God, we've put our hearts and focused them on him and his desire, because his desire is for us to be with him and to do whatever it takes to be with him, because he's given us a free gift of eternal life through his Son. Have you accepted it? Truly and fully accepted it? Have you become a Christian? Been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins? Repented and turned away from that life and said, Lord, my heart is set on you and I want to do your desires? Maybe you have become a Christian, but your heart has not been focused. You have not accepted anymore the free gift of God, the eternal life through his Son. If your heart's in the wrong place, you better be watchful. Because the God who knows all, the God who hears all, the God who sees all, that's the God you're going to give an account to. And nothing will be hidden from him. So if you have sin in your life and you have not been baptized, you want the forgiveness of your sins. You want to receive the free gift of life in God. Then reach out and take it. Believe in him. Listen to him. Repent and turn away and fix your heart. Or if you have been baptized and you've not been living appropriately, your heart's not been in the right place, you're more like Cain than you are like Abel. Whatever your need is, make your heart right today, because it can't wait. If there's anything that you need, we ask that you come forward now as we stand and sing.